Another first down for Commerce at the 25-yard line of Sunnyvale. 10:35 left to go first period, no score. Commerce from the spread. Sam Wells, the junior quarterback, takes the snap, pumping into the end zone. He's got DeLance Sharp. Touchdown, Tigers! DeLance Sharp about two steps behind the nearest defender. Hit him in stride, 5 yards deep in the end zone, and Commerce breaks out on top, 6-0.
We saw last week Buck Wilson get a slant post route over the middle for a touchdown. We saw Darian Hubbard get one, and now DeLance Sharp doing a basic deep post route. Sam Wells hitting him perfectly in stride for the 6.
Tigers show the swinging gate. Now it looks like Buck Wilson is going to attempt the extra point here. Not Luis Martinez, but Buck Wilson. There's the snap, and the kick is up, and it hits the upright and then bounces through. Counts just the same. 7-0, Commerce, 10:23 left to go first quarter. Tiger football continues after this on KETR 88.9. That is a 5-play, 69-yard drive for the Tigers. 25-yard touchdown pass from Sam Wells to DeLance Sharp. Extra point kick by Buck Wilson is good, and the Tigers lead it 7-0. Cortez Crosby has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line.
Well, yeah, Buck Wilson kicking extra points. I guess it gives you a little bit of an extra danger there to pull any trickery.
Kickoff by Cortez Crosby, end over end, to the 22-yard line. And here is the return now for Sunnyvale up the middle of the field, and that is Wesley Phillips on the return for Sunnyvale, and Brand Kelly makes the tackle for the Commerce Tigers. So first down Sunnyvale now, and we see them on offense for the first time, and it'll be first down at the 34-yard line.
And this offense, I've been real interested to see what they do. I know they run a spread, and I know they have that big wide receiver they like to get it through, run primarily with the quarterback, Cotting game. But a lot of different guys contribute on this offense. So really wanting to see, was really interested to see how this offense goes for Sunnyvale.
Ryan Cotting game, the quarterback in the shotgun, setting up a screen. And this one is complete to Daniel Kirvin. And Kirvin hit from behind, but after he gets into Commerce territory to the 48-yard line for a first down. Darian Hubbard with the tackle for the Commerce Tigers.
Buck Wilson coming in and tripping him up at the ankles. He makes a spin move to escape fully and then gets hit behind from Darian Hubbard. But Buck Wilson saving likely a touchdown on that one.
17 yards on the game. Play action pass now. First down, intercepted for Commerce. Intercepted for the Commerce Tigers. This is Demetri Jennings taking it back the other way. And he is tackled inside the 10-yard line. Big play for the Tiger defense. It's Demetri Jennings that comes up with the big play.
Demetri Jennings with a huge game last week against Van Alstine has really been stepping up for this Tiger squad. Right there, you see him take advantage. Maybe they saw some tape from the Foxes game last week. The Foxes able to get 3 interceptions on Cotting game. Demetri Jennings comes out. Sunnyvale's second play from scrimmage, and bam, interception. Just running out of gas a little bit. I think, who was it, Cotting game saving the touchdown, or that would have gone back for a pick 6.
That's right, the quarterback Ryan Cotting game with the saving tackle there. So the Tigers leading 7-0. First down and goal at the 6-yard line. Here's the handoff. It goes to Brand Kelly trying to go outside, and he is going to be caught and dropped for a loss back to about the 8-yard line. Brandon DeLeon, a linebacker, with the tackle for the Sunnyvale Raiders. Commerce, a huge opportunity, leading 7-0. The interception. And outstanding return there by Demetri Jennings, giving them a goal-to-go situation. But now second down and goal from the 9-yard line. Sam Wells going to keep it himself after a fake to Robert Jackson. And Wells up the middle using his blockers across the 5 down to about the 1-yard line, maybe the 2. Muhammad Al-Rusan with the tackle for Sunnyvale. This is third down and goal at the 2. 8:52 left to go first quarter. Commerce leading 7-0. Big play right here from the Sunnyvale 2-yard line. Running back to either side is Sam Wells in the spread. Hand off Robert Jackson. Jackson takes a step to his left, cuts it back at the goal line. Touchdown, Tigers. Commerce up 13-0.
They just hand that one off to Jackson. He had Brand Kelly and Robert Jackson on either side of Wells there. Just a simple snap back to the shotgun. He hands it off to Jackson. He starts left. He cuts a bit to the right, lowers his shoulder, and crosses the goal line as Commerce goes up two scores early in this one.
Bailey Weaver going to snap the ball for the extra point here. Brand Kelly will hold, and Buck Wilson will attempt the extra point. There's the snap. Kick on the way. This one looks good, and it is good.
The extra point is good.
14 to nothing, Commerce. Tiger football continues after this on 88.9.
We'll take your scores tonight at 800-882-5387. That's 800-882-KETR. Early in Mount Pleasant, the Sulphur Springs Wildcats have a 7-0 lead. And it's Longview, 7-0 over Rockwall Heath in the first. Back to Sunnyvale, guys.
Okay, Scott, thanks very much. That is a six-yard, three-play drive for Commerce thanks to the interception by Demetric Jennings and a 49-yard return. And then on third and goal from the two, Robert Jackson with a two-yard run. That's his ninth touchdown of the season. Buck Wilson with the extra point. 14-0 Tigers. Here's the kickoff by Cortez Crosby, end over end, landing at the 25-yard line. And the return for Sunnyvale out across the 35-yard line. Cortez Crosby with the tackle.
The Commerce Tigers pumped up on this one. Cortez Crosby comes through with a big hit. He kicks it, and he chases it. He gets to the ball carrier and takes him down. A big hit on that one, pumping up the Commerce Tiger defense. They're in this game. They have all the momentum. See what Sunnyvale has to offer.
Commerce on top 14-0. Sunnyvale coming into the ballgame 5-1. The Tigers 3-2. Sunnyvale 1-1 in district play. The Tigers 1-0 after last week's 35-14 win over Van Alstine. Raiders moving from our right to our left. Ryan Cottingham, the quarterback in the shotgun. Hands off to Stephen Kervin. And Kervin lined up in the slot, coming to the near side, taking the handoff. Gets to the 40-yard line. Cortez Crosby with the tackle for Commerce. That's a gain of 40 yards.
Cortez Crosby running like a man possessed, chasing him on that one. He comes through nice into the backfield on that one. He's chasing Quinn. Quinn makes one misstep to try to elude a different tackler, and boom, he's taken down by Cortez Crosby on the other side. We do have a flag on this one. This is going to be a personal foul on Commerce.
I think I said a 40-yard gain a moment ago. What I meant was a 4-yard gain to the 40-yard line. But now a 15-yard penalty going to be tacked onto that, and this is going to move the ball into Commerce territory all the way to the 45-yard line. Tigers continue to be beset by penalties.
And maybe they just got a little too hyped up, the defense, and maybe a little extracurricular activity on that. Not anything that we saw that we can tell, but the refs saw it on the field. They move it 15 yards. Can't be doing that. Commerce cleaned up their penalties a little bit last week. Cannot be going back to that, giving up free yards.
Commerce on top 14-0. 8:03 left to go first quarter. Sunnyvale in Commerce territory now at the 45-yard line. Cottingham, the quarterback. Hand off straight ahead. And almost nothing there as Bailey Weaver makes the tackle for the Commerce Tigers. And it is Joey Rosato on the carry there for Sunnyvale.
I believe we're going to have offsides against Commerce on this one. We do. That'll be a 5 free yards. We had just a little jump before the play on this one. The line judge taking his time to throw the flag, but eventually he did on the play. It was a free play for Sunnyvale.
And so now 1st and 5 for Sunnyvale at the Commerce 40-yard line. Sunnyvale all in blue. Blue helmets, jerseys, and pants. Their colors are blue and gold. They have gold trim. Tigers in their white road jerseys, black pants, black helmets, and the orange trim tonight. Cottingham rolling out, looking downfield, going to keep it himself, and a vicious hit over on the far side. And that is J.J. Prothrow, or Garrett Jackson, I guess it was, after all, who makes the hit on Ryan Cottingham over on the far side after a gain of 3 yards.
Big hit on him. I mean, he was going up the sideline. He looked like he was going to try to stretch for the first down. The Tigers say, uh-uh, you're done.
2nd down and 2. Sunnyvale at the Commerce 37-yard line. Cottingham with a man in the pistol behind him. And that's Devin DeLeon, and the handoff straight ahead. And DeLeon met by 3 or 4 Commerce Tigers. Isaiah Martinez, Blake Madewell also there for Commerce. And it's going to be third down and two for the Raiders.
I like Madewell on that play. He comes in, kind of a gang tackle, but Madewell gets him from behind, grabs him, and pulls him down backwards to make sure that when he goes down, he doesn't fall forward for those extra couple yards.
Big play for the Raiders. Third down and two at the Commerce 37-yard line. Trailing Commerce 14-0. Cottingame throwing down the far side. And incomplete at the 10-yard line. Closely covered there by the Commerce Tigers. Buck Wilson was back there. Darian Hubbard was back there. And it was Daniel Kirvin, the intended receiver for Sunnyvale.
Well, and a close one on that. Demetri Jennings playing the outside linebacker position, almost jumping off sides again. That hard snap count. They're trying to draw him off sides, but he was able to get back in time. Very close. The Raiders were looking for a penalty on that one. Did not get it, but they didn't snap it quick enough. They did give Demetric about a second and a half to jump back on sides.
Fourth and two, and they're going to go for it from the Commerce 37-yard line. From the spread, Cottingame fakes a handoff, keeps it himself, is not going to get the first down. Commerce defense is tough. J.J. Prothro with the tackle for Commerce, along with Blake Madewell, and the ball goes back to the Commerce Tigers.
An interception, a turnover on downs. The Commerce defense doing their job tonight, that's for sure. I'll tell you, and there was a good play on that. Sunnyvale looking just to get some basic blocking and punch it through the middle, get those final couple yards. The Commerce defense tightening up and not letting Cottingame have any room to run.
Commerce leads it 14-0. Now here's another wide receiver screen attempted over on the far side, but out of his reach. Intended for Buck Wilson. Second down and 10 for the Tigers at the 38-yard line. Commerce leading 14-0. They have a 25-yard touchdown pass from Sam Wells to DeLance Sharp and a 2-yard touchdown run by Robert Jackson. Big interception by Demetri Jennings setting up the second touchdown for the Tigers. Second down and 10 from the spread. Single running back to the right of Sam Wells. Low snap. And Wells passing down the middle for Buck Wilson, and some bumping there at the 40-yard line, but no flag as Wilson was closely covered.
And you might have got a flag on this, but they were going to rule that an uncatchable ball. It landed about 10 yards past him. I don't think Buck could have gotten it. I think what happened, Buck was supposed to run the post route or maybe adjust differently to go straight down the field. He was trying to get past the man and around him, just lost a couple of steps there, was not able to be where Wells expected him to.
Here's third down and 10 from the 38-yard line. Wells from the shotgun sets up and is sacked. Back at the 30-yard line, holding on to the ball a little too long perhaps. And the sack for Sunnyvale by Godswill Enwike, senior 6'3", 250-pound linebacker.